Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. First week down, Carly.
It is done in the can.
Yeah, and we've got many a weeks ahead of us now, but first week done. I had a few people think that I was going to say the old show name on the show, and I didn't, and I'm very proud of myself. I came close a couple of times. Just habits, you know. You've had a few shows. Surely you would have been doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, you're my eighth co-host.
Oh, my God.
I know. One husband, but eight co-hosts.
Eight co-hosts?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been around. I've been around radio.
Wow. Do I need to call you? Is this like, do I need to call them to find out any like...
Well, I'm surprised you didn't. I would have done the background checks, reference checks.
Well, I assume the people hiring you would have done a bit of that. Eight is a huge number.
I know. And you know what? It's so weird because I'm only in my early 20s. That's a flat lie.
Yep.
When I say that I've had eight co-hosts, that ages me, doesn't it?
Well, how long have you been doing radio for?
Oh, over 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
See, I've been doing radio for about 6 years.
You've had, what, how many co-hosts?
One or two. You're my second now.
Now this is really looking bad on me, isn't it?
But I did solo radio for majority of...
Right.
Yeah. Did you do solo... You did work days, but did you do solo breakfast radio?
No, just here and there, bits and pieces. But no, I see it's always funner with someone else, Alan, isn't it?
Tell me about it. I remember just dreaming. I'll just look out my window, just go, one day someone will be across that desk from me and we'll get to do... I used to do naughty things when I did solo breakfast where I'd just bring in like the random salespeople in for chats. Like,
you're that desperate for company.
Really, I was. I was like, anyone keen to get up at six? They're like, I'll give you eight. I'm like, all right, I'll take eight.
Well, you know what's funny? Actually, before doing this show together, I spent a year in a studio by myself because I was doing a show by myself. So it is actually nice. I am liking being back in the chair with someone across from me.
I was going to say,
via a screen.
Yeah, I was going to say, to be fair, you are still in a room by yourself this time later. Oh, you poor thing. Enjoy the podcast today. Some great hilarious moments in there. A bit of feel good as well. What's there not to love?
Oh, I loved that. That was such a great story.
Yeah, you're going to love it. All right, enjoy the podcast. Proposing at someone else's wedding, yay or nay, after a video has gone viral. 20 million people and a lot of people chiming in on the comment section, Carly.
Yeah, the reason why it's gone viral is because the proposal is taking place at her friend's wedding.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm weird. I'm weird about it. I don't like it. I feel like if I was getting married and someone was to, at my wedding, do that, I'd just be like, what? Like, that? This is our kind of day. This is our moment. Like, what are you doing?
I was nicknamed Bride's Chiller. Bride Chiller. Because okay. I was fine with everything. Like, if that had have happened to me, I would have been fine. Would I do that to someone else? Absolutely not. But if it's me, I'm not mad about it.
Just to hone a little bit more into your kind of insight on this. If they came to you beforehand and were like, hey, I want to propose to my girlfriend. Is it okay if I do that at your wedding? You'd be like, yeah, absolutely. Go for your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
What if they were surprised? Like, so you're about to do your first dance and then they get on one knee and propose to their partner right there.
Now, how close am I to this person? Like, you know, a distant cousin doing that?
Oh, like your friend, like a good friend.
Good friend, yeah, I'm happy for them.
That's weird. All right, 13, 10, 60, we're opening it up. Yay or nay, proposing at someone else's wedding. Sandra from Donnybrook joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sandra, I would love to hear your thoughts. Yay or nay on this?
As a general rule, I think no, but if the guy had said to the bride and groom if that was all right, then they were fine with it, then I think that's fine.
Okay, as long as it's
I think that's the caveat, Sandra. Were they in on it? But in the video, they looked genuinely shocked, so I don't think they were.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's... I think it's stealing someone else's thunder if you do it without warning them.
That's what I think. I think, okay, so warning, yeah, all right. Let's go to Adam and Broome. What's your thoughts proposing at someone else's wedding, yay or nay?
Yeah, it's a no from me. We had someone propose at our engagement party, which was a bit of a different story. That was off the cast. He actually didn't even have a wedding ring, but an engagement ring, sorry.
Just had a few drinks. Then,
I actually had a friend ask me at our wedding. We had a destination wedding, and he asked me at our wedding if he could propose to his missus, and I said no.
But then
I said, not tonight. And he was like, no, I wasn't going to do it tonight. So he actually proposed the next day. But yeah, I was sort of flat out, no.
Good on your mate for asking, like, because yeah, even if it wasn't the day of, just asking in general, because they didn't want to, because you're kind of like, it's like, you know, a few days when it's a destination wedding. So, not good. That's I think you're a good mate there, to be honest with you, Adam.
And I was going to say, after you've had your celebration, then did you have a celebration for him and his engagement?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I'm starting to feel like I'm a bad person. Adam, I'm taking away, Carly's a good person, you're a good person, and I need to take a better look at myself, I think. Let's go to Mick and Caratha before we wrap it up. What's your thoughts when it comes to weddings proposals, yay or nay?
I actually was at my mate's wedding, and my other mate actually got divorced at his wedding.
Oh, great one.
Now, we didn't... Now, I'm okay with that.
Now, wait a second. What was the reason? Did something happen at this wedding to make him file for divorce?
Well, he just... apparently, he was having an affair with another lady and just couldn't handle it anymore and told her that it was over at my mate's wedding. So,
wow.
My mate that was getting married wasn't... real happy because it ruined his day.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now me, I'm not okay with it.
Like, I'm a superstitious person, and having a divorce at my wedding, I feel like that feels like a bit of a bad omen.
Yeah, no, they're still together after 15 years.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I look at it like Highlander. There can only be one, you know? Like,
I've spoken about this before. I'm currently back in my hometown until I can get over the border. That's another issue for another time.
Why? What happened in the last 24 hours?
We won't even touch that. But I've been spending more time than usual around my mum.
Okay.
And it's funny because reading this study today has made me realize that it's almost like this study was made for me, especially where I'm at in my life. So a study has come out of London that basically says that women start becoming their mothers around the age of 33, which is the exact age that I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And for men, they start around 34. So
My age.
Yeah. So how does this happen? So they say,
if I start becoming a lot more emotionally distant on the show, you now know what's happening.
Well, they say early signs that you're turning into your parents include things like watching the same shows, picking up similar hobbies. But a big one is sharing similar values or saying similar phrases.
Oh, yeah, big one. Yep, yep, yep.
And spending this much time around my mum lately is making me, and even my husband said to me the other day, and geez, I showed him a look, you are starting to turn into your mother, aren't you?
Oh, you don't say that, Russell.
I know, right? But it is, you know, it's funny because growing up, the last thing you want to do is become, you remember, I just had this attitude growing up, you know, when you're being a rebellious teenager and you're like, I'm never going to be like you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cut to 33. Here we are.
Yep.
And, you know, the other day I realized for me that I had this moment where me and my mum were on the same page about something.
Mm-hmm.
And so my niece was going somewhere. And we were like, Emmy, take a jacket. You don't know what the weather's doing. And she's like, I don't need a jacket. And me and mum both in unison said, yes, you do. The sun's in the middle of the sky. It was a hot day. But now I had this freaky moment of like, oh my God, it was like Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Like we had morphed into the same body. I was
You're
like,
your mum.
Here I am, the place I never wanted to be. Do you just embrace it?
Yeah, you can rebel. You're two options, embrace it or rebel against it. If you're lucky, your mum is, then go for it.
See, my rebellious years are over.
Yeah, so you're worn out. You're too tired for a fight. Just got to lay down and let it happen. Yeah, well, absolutely. It looks like you're going to become your mum. I haven't had a chance to chat to your mum. I hope she's lovely, as we'll be doing a show with her.
She's anything like me.
No. If you're anything like her.
Oh, yeah. But 30-10-60, do you agree with this study? First of all, we're asking, have you become your parents? And when was that moment where you went, oh, my God, I am becoming my mother or my father?
I like that. 30-10-60, when did you realize you were becoming your parents? We've got Megan on the line from Caratha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, who were you turning into? Who was it?
Well, my sisters tell me I'm turning into my dad, but so are they. Like, we all go to the beauty therapy and get our nose waxed, so let's not go there. What I was saying before is if anyone had said to me I'm turning into my mother, it would be the biggest compliment. She was the most beautiful person on earth.
Yeah.
And she, you know, mate, if anyone's, oh, you like your mum, I'll go, thanks. Thank you very much. Yes, I'll take that.
Yeah, there you go. There's the compliment there, Carly. Is your mum lovely?
Little compliments. Anyone that says that about their mothers and take it as a non-compliment need a slapping. Seriously.
And that is the moment you sound like my mum.
There it is.
Feel Good Friday.
And I absolutely love this story. It totally warmed my heart when I heard what Simon is doing with the city dogs. He's getting them out of the city. He's creating this amazing community. And he's basically just giving them new skills and a new lease on life. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Callie.
Now, dog trainer Simon, what a title, first of all. Where does this idea come from where you go, all right, these city dogs, you need to get to work and learn out some skills?
Oh, look, it's an evolution. I originally had a working Kelpie myself to help me with my sheep work. People saw me doing that and asked how they could go about getting involved. And it sort of evolved from there. And obviously, there's a huge interest in working Kelpies, working Border Collies all over the place. But city folks do have a lot of working dogs that are in the backyards, need some entertainment. So it was sort of became something we offered.
There's just so many amazing elements to this story. First and foremost, the dog's well-being. That you can imagine that being cooped up in a property in the city versus being out on the farm with you. Have you seen just a change in the dog's behaviour?
Well, it's what they're put on this earth to do. So they arrive in a foreign environment, be placed in front of sheep for the very first time, and it's amazing what the instinct does.
Oh, really?
It kicks in. Yeah, you see their face and their mind change, and that's what they were here to do, isn't it? So it's fantastic to watch.
So you're doing like typical kind of sheepdogs, so your Kelpies and Border Collies. Any Chihuahuas that you've thought about training up?
We try to stick to our Border Collies.
Okay.
My skills are limited.
You know what else I love that you've done with this, Simon, is you've brought a community of people together because you do actually host the owners of the dogs on your property as well. So, and you're saying that people are now looking forward to getting out of the city, into other parts of WA, and you've kind of created this exciting experience for them.
Well, there's certainly been a flow on, and there's some guys that have been coming along to my training for a number of years now that have now embarked on sheepdog trialing out into rural communities. There's a group of ladies that are out there going and helping gather stock for farmers and just utilising their dogs in the way that they were meant to be used. But also, you know, creating a bridge between the city and the country, which is fantastic.
It's great. It sounds like the next Royal Show is going to be a lot more competitive for the sheepdog trials.
Well, some of them are getting a little bit too good, so I have to be aware.
We can't have that. Hey, if people want to get in contact with you or listening, going, geez, I'd love to do that for my dog, how can they do so?
We've got a Facebook page, Marion Vale Working Dogs, if they wanted to contact us through the Facebook page. I can leave an email address that they can contact with the station if you like.
Excellent. We'll chuck it in Alan and Carly Facebook group. That's your Feel Good Friday. Simon, dog trainer Simon, thanks for the chat.
Nice to be with you. Thanks for that.
Talking about the post and how I have a little bit of a relationship with my postie. I don't order that much stuff. My wife does order a lot of packages and whatnot. But, you know, every kind of like, at least twice a week, there's normally a package coming to our house, Carly. That's not excessive,
right? Oh, jeez. That's excessive.
They're not mine. They're like, I don't know what Julia's getting. She's always got stuff because I always go, is this for me? She looks at me like, you know it's not. I'm like, okay. But in that, because I get home at like, you know, around midday-ish, I see the postie normally come. Ruby, I know her name.
I love that you know your postie's name.
And she's lovely. So around Christmas time, because, you know, it was like hot and everyone's working, I always like to, you know, be nice. And so, like, I like to be nice to the postie. So I decided to, I was going to get her a Christmas card and, like, you know, and put a bit of like a gift card in there and stuff. But I ran out of time. So it was like, I think it was like right before Christmas, she was coming and I was like, oh, I've got cash in my wallet. I just gave her $50 cash. I said, hey, thanks for your help this year. Like, really appreciate it. You know, have yourself a good Christmas. And I gave her $50 cash, which I thought was like a normal kind of thing that everyone does.
No, and not at all. And you know what? This is where my mind goes with this. I'm like, is she going to think that you're bribing her to drop the packages off first? Like,
no.
Are you sure she didn't think this was a bribe? Like,
Well, if it was, it hasn't worked, so.
Like, how was the money received? Because there's something about giving strangers cash that just sits a bit weird with me.
Nah, I mean, maybe a little bit. No, it's not weird. No, it's not. It's nice. It's not weird. 13 10 60. I want to open up this morning. Does anyone else tip their postie? Not this is like a once a year thing. I'm not like doing it for every page run and a little bit or something for you, so. It's around Christmas time. It was a nice gesture. Does anyone else tip their postie on 13 10 60?
Mate, we're gonna be listening to crickets after this song. I don't think anyone out there is calling, but I love to be proved wrong.
Please prove her wrong. Sam from Manjimup joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm doing amazingly well. I would love you to prove me right, Sam. Do you tip your postie?
No, not the postie. But living in Karratha as a child, when I was quite young, my parents used to tip the Garbos.
Oh, they do a great job.
Yeah, they. Well, could you imagine the bins full of bottles out there? You certainly wanted to take the bin, wouldn't you?
And then around Christmas time, the bins start to stink. They really need that money. I would love to tip Garbos, but the problem is that they get up so early, and like if I'm like not needing to get up early, I ain't getting up early. So, what, like, is there a way you can just tie it to the bin without someone stealing the tip?
That'd make a bit of a noise, wouldn't it?
I feel like you're just making their job harder.
Yeah, good call, good call.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, what your parents did, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, this hasn't quite sorted it. 13, 10, 60. Does anyone else tip their postie? Let's go to Donna in Albany. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Do you tip your postie?
I don't, but I work in the retail of Australia Post.
So you are a kind of a postie.
Okay, so
is this a thing or am I just weird?
No, this is a thing, especially for us. Our posties do get tipped, and also the girls behind the counter, we get chocolates at Christmas, and a couple of our wineries drop off bottles of wine for us as well.
Oh, there you go. Now, see, I'm feeling really bad. No wonder my stuff's always just strewn all over the lawn. But I will say, so obviously no watches though.
No, I'm sorry. The Cartier watches don't happen.
Well, if we can make Carly feel more guilty, I reckon they will be coming next year.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Top 5.
All right, today's Top 5 is focusing on masks. At the moment, for the Southwest this week, bit of a shock. The first time that the Southwest has been made to wear masks. Your Perth and Peel have had it a couple of times and currently doing it now. But for a lot of people in the Southwest, they're going to be going, oh, this is my first weekend where I have to wear a mask. What am I going to do with it? And on top of that, anyone that's travelled to the Perth, Peel or Southwest region that are now back in their own particular regions have to rock those masks in between the certain dates. So I've come up with some clever ideas, Carly, to help everyone out. Top 5 mask-related things to do this weekend.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, you know, help everyone out. So number 5, poke your tongue out at a stranger. You know you've always wanted to do it in the shops. Just poke your tongue out. Yeah. They won't know.
You know what I saw someone wearing the other day? A mask that said on the front, I'm smiling.
Yeah, that's good. That's lovely. You can poke your tongue out. Number 4 for the top 5 mask-related things to do this weekend. Get creative and make a new one out of your old undies. I saw that on one of those websites a while back. I mean, make sure they're clean first, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say, make sure they're clean. Also, I don't know if the medical professionals would be pushing this.
Yeah, no, I'm not a medical professional, despite me doing my own research. Number 3 for the top 5 mask-related things to do this weekend. Have a chat with your most boringest mate that you've been putting off because you just got yourself a brand new yawn shield.
Oh, great advice.
Yeah, because I know some people tell long stories. You know what? They would never know.
I go dead in the eyes when I'm bored and my eyes drift. Well, so I don't have a great poker face.
Sunglasses. Number 2 for the top 5 mask-related things to do this weekend. Try a daring shade of lipstick outside of your comfort zone. Are you normally a Clinique Almost lipstick in Black Honey? Well, go bold with a MAC Red lipstick in Ruby Woo.
I love this. But I will say, I have tried this. And if you've got the medical ones, the blue ones, it seeps through.
All right. This is why we chat about this on air. There you go. So don't have that one. Use your undies for that mask that particular day. Number 1 for the top 5 mask-related things to do this weekend. Just wash it. In particular, Alan, I'm talking to you. You know, you shouldn't be able to identify your last meal every time you put your mask on.
Oh.
I know. Just wash it.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.